So we know the government sometimes likes to watch us, but an artist named Trevor Paglen has decided to watch the government. For one project, he's made hundreds of photographs of spy satellites as they cross the sky. Lisa Katayama followed Paglen up to the roof of his loft across the bay from San Francisco.
I'm on a rooftop in West Oakland with Trevor Paglen. I'm here because Paglen insists that in a few minutes, we will be photographing a secret spy satellite called La Crosse 5 that's passing through the night sky. I never really thought of stargazing as a fine art, but I'm willing to check it out, even though it's pretty freaking cold and windy up here on the roof.
Yeah, this is going to be really... it's really bad conditions.
Paglen is obsessed with the CIA. He also has a PhD in geography, and he calls the art he makes experimental geography. His projects can get really elaborate. He goes on long field trips to the desert to visit places that the government makes sure are never shown on Google Earth, like cell phone towers where the feds listen in on people's conversations.
I bet that's the International Space Station right there.
How do you know?
Because it's not an airplane, and the International Space Station is the brightest satellite by far. It looks like that.
Trevor is first and foremost a photographer, but he spends at least half his time online, talking to guys in chat rooms, combing through government documents, and sorting through data sets. It's a lot of research. It wasn't until after 9/11 that he really started to get interested in this.
What was very clear to me from September 12th was that the administration was going to use that event to do all sorts of really historically unprecedented things in terms of transforming the structure of the state. So those are the kind of political reasons that I was interested in secrecy or am interested in secrecy. But in the visual art, it's more about how do we know what we know? And how do we come to terms with a landscape that is constructed in such a way as to be invisible to us?
He became obsessed with spy satellites after he tapped into an obscure group of hobbyists on the internet called plane spotters.
These are guys that just kind of hang around airports and write down tail numbers of airplanes that land. A lot of these guys would upload their records to the internet and inadvertently ended up creating these searchable databases that you could use as a part of this tracking of these CIA planes. And I came across some other guys who were doing satellite spotting, tracking secret satellites, and I just thought, that's amazing. I'm going to have to come back to that someday.
Which is exactly what Paglen did. Here's how it works. The FAA keeps a record of all planes and satellites sent into space. And
the U.S. Strategic Command publishes a catalog of everything that they track in space. And they track commercial satellites, they track military satellites from other countries.
So by process of elimination, Paglen can figure out what's been sent out into space, but is not being tracked. Trevor has the precise coordinates and timing of La Crosse 5 all figured out. At 7:48 p.m. and 37 seconds, it will show up two-thirds of the way down the horizon from the North Star and move westward.
I've got the camera set up to do a 30-second exposure, but there's so much light pollution that I'm actually going to pull off on that because I think that'll just blow out.
As Trevor and I stand on his rooftop with two cameras, a laser pointer, and an atomic clock on his iPhone, the gravity of our experiment suddenly hits home for me. We're about to witness a spy satellite flying right over San Francisco.
You just kind of look at the stars and then you kind of just like almost like relax your eyes and then your eyes will be drawn to anything that moves. That might be it right there. Right there. You see it?
Kind of.
Do you see the laser pointer?
Oh yeah, I see it. It's so hard to see. You wouldn't see it if you didn't know it was there.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's like you gotta know kind of exactly what you're looking for. But yeah, it's like a little faint star and it moving across the sky pretty slowly.
And it's a spy satellite.
Yeah. Maybe it's taking a picture of you.
And maybe it is. We'll never know. But we got a picture of it. The photo itself is kind of anticlimactic. It's like a blank canvas painted a deep purple with tiny little specks of stars. And if you look really carefully, right below the center, you can see a faint streak of white where the La Crosse 5 made its way across the sky. Without knowing the story behind it, it might not seem like art, but I think I get it now.
Part of your job as an artist is to try to see things that other people don't see. And through the rigor that I bring to the research, I try to get to a point where I can see something maybe that other people haven't seen that is poignant and that is worth pointing out.
You just must be a really curious person.
Yes. Or obsessive compulsive, you know, take your pick.
For Studio 360, I'm Lisa Katayama.
You can see one of Trevor Paglen's spy satellite photographs at studio360.org. And more of his photos are now on exhibit at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art in a show called Exposed: Voyeurism, Surveillance, and the Camera.